All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Jack again.
This time we're looking at week 16 of the CFL.
The Continental Football League.
Yeah, that's right. And you guys have sent us a ton of stuff to go over here.
Yeah.
A lot of data, a lot of game summaries, analysis, all this good stuff. So let's jump right into it.
Let's do it.
I figure the best place to start is to look at the scores for week 16.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm looking right now at the 2071 week 16 football results.
Okay.
And first up, we had the Death Valley Copperheads slithering past the Atlantic City Aces 24-14.
And then over in Fargo, the Sodbusters really busted up the St. Louis Silverbacks with a final score of 36-17.
Oof. And the Oregon Bandits, they had a really good showing at home, shutting down the Detroit Vampires 33-9.
Down south, the Los Angeles Outlaws, they rode into San Antonio and wrangled a victory over the Stingers 30-17.
The Las Vegas Rounders eked out a victory against the New Orleans Voodoo 20-17.
Up in the Pacific Northwest, the Seattle Spartans defended their home turf against the Ohio Aviators, a final score there of 17-7.
And the Santa Cruz Privateers sailed past the Brooklyn Brawlers 26-9.
And then last but not least, the Tennessee Militia marched to a decisive victory over the Tucson Toros 34-20.
Yeah, so we had some blowouts. We had some really close games that had us on the edge of our seats. I know I was.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But now that we got all the scores out of the way, I want to jump into some of these standout performances.
Okay.
Who really caught your eye this week?
Well, there were some really incredible individual efforts, but I think the most fascinating part is seeing how these connect to the bigger picture of team strategy and how it might affect these playoffs. So let's look at some of these key games.
Let's do it.
And see what we can uncover.
Right.
Let's start by rewinding back to that Fargo Sodbusters game against the St. Louis Silverbacks.
Yeah.
It was 36-17 final score.
Right.
Makes it look like a blowout, but there were some interesting things going on in that matchup.
Absolutely. There were definitely some bright spots for St. Louis, even though they, you know, they lost.
Yeah, and Fargo had some standout players as well. On the Fargo side, linebacker Gage Daniels, just a force of nature.
Oh, my God.
All over the field, disrupting plays.
Yeah.
2.5 sacks, 3 knockdowns from football game statistical analysis.
It's like he was single-handedly dismantling that offensive line.
Yeah, it's a testament to his speed, his agility, his football IQ.
Right.
He was anticipating plays before they even developed.
Yeah. I mean, how can you even function as a quarterback when you got that kind of pressure?
Right. But while Daniels was shutting things down on defense, St. Louis had a secret weapon, Sherman McGinnis, in the return game.
2 kickoff return touchdowns in a single game.
Mm,
I mean, that's practically unheard of.
I mean, it's amazing. He had 5 returns, 250 yards, and 2 touchdowns, according to football game statistical analysis.
That's awesome.
It's incredible.
Even in the loss, he gave those St. Louis fans something to cheer about.
Oh, for sure.
Wow.
Electrifying every time he touched the ball.
Yeah.
Those kinds of game-changing plays, they can shift momentum, inspire a team, even when they're facing a tough opponent like Fargo.
Right. Speaking of tough opponents, let's move on to that close game between San Antonio and Los Angeles.
Yes.
30-17 in favor of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But the stats paint a little bit of a more complicated picture here.
Yeah. One thing that jumped out to me looking at football games statistical analysis was the difference in special teams tackles.
Okay.
Los Angeles had significantly fewer than San Antonio.
Yeah.
Yet they still managed to control the game
and
come away with a win.
That's interesting. So what does that tell you?
Well, it suggests that their defensive strategy wasn't about racking up tackles, but more about preventing those big returns and really winning that field position battle.
Right. Limiting return yards.
Exactly. Forcing San Antonio to start their drives from less advantageous positions.
And when it comes to making the most of those offensive drives, Los Angeles receiver Bart Anagnostis.
Oh, yes.
Amazing.
His yards after catch were incredible.
Yeah, he was really elusive. He was fighting for every yard. Football game statistical analysis has him down for 21 YAC.
Yeah, he wasn't just catching the ball. He was turning every reception into an opportunity to gain those extra yards.
It's a player who can turn an otherwise normal play into a highlight reel moment.
Absolutely.
So now let's shift gears to the Oregon Bandits and their 33-9 victory over the Detroit Vampires.
Okay.
Oregon really showcased what it means to play a disciplined and efficient game.
Yes, they did more first downs, a solid run game, excellent red zone efficiency.
Yeah.
And not a single interception, according to football game statistical analysis.
They didn't make many mistakes.
Oh, they didn't.
And they really capitalized on Detroit's errors.
It seemed like they controlled the tempo of the game the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't give Detroit much room to breathe.
No.
But while the Bandits were locking things down on offense and defense, Detroit's Richie Stonge...
Oh, yeah.
...gave us a little something to watch in the return game.
He did 6 returns for 155 yards. That's from Football Game Statistical Analysis.
So a bright spot for Detroit, even in the loss. If he gets a little bit more support from his teammates,
yeah,
he could really be a game changer.
For sure.
Now let's talk about that close game between the Las Vegas Rounders and the New Orleans Voodoo.
Oh, yeah, that was a close one.
20-17.
Yeah.
In favor of Las Vegas, but it really could have gone either way.
It could have. Oh, what's so fascinating is that Las Vegas won despite having fewer total yards than New Orleans.
Yeah.
Which just goes to show that yardage doesn't always equal a victory.
It's all about capitalizing on those key opportunities.
Exactly.
And making the most of your possessions, even when you're facing a tough defense.
And Las Vegas receiver Martin Boak, he definitely did that 5 catches, 101 yards.
Yeah.
According to Football Game Statistical Analysis.
He just seems to come up big when it matters the most.
Yeah. Those are the types of players that can win you games even when it feels like everything else is going wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so... let's move on to the Brooklyn Brawlers and the Santa Cruz Privateers.
Okay.
Privateers were pretty dominant in this match.
They were.
26-9 victory.
Yes.
What really caught my eye was the number of red zone opportunities.
Yes.
For both teams.
For both teams. Yeah. I mean, looking at Football Game Statistical Analysis, they both had multiple trips inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah. Could have been a high-scoring game.
It could have. But the Santa Cruz defense, they stepped up.
They did.
And they made the plays when it mattered most.
So they were able to prevent Brooklyn from turning those red zone trips into touchdowns.
Yeah, they bent, but they did not break.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's a sign of a very disciplined and well-coached defense.
All right, so now on to a game that could have gone either way. Atlantic City Aces against the Death Valley Copperheads.
Oh, yeah.
Close one.
It is a close one.
Death Valley won 24-14.
Yep. Both teams had similar opportunities looking at the stats from Football Game Statistical Analysis. But Atlantic City's passing game just wasn't quite there.
Yeah.
Death Valley's defense was putting on the pressure.
Yeah.
Disrupting their rhythm.
Forcing those mistakes.
Yeah, it was a battle of attrition. And in the end, Death Valley's defense was just a bit more resilient.
They were able to hold on.
Hey.
All right, let's look at the Seattle Spartans.
Okay.
They won against the Ohio Aviators 17-7.
Yes, and this game just goes to show the importance of converting scoring chances.
Seattle did not dominate statistically.
They didn't.
But they made the most of their opportunities.
Exactly. And get this, they only made one special teams tackle the whole game.
One tackle the entire game.
One tackle.
And they still won.
And they still won.
Wow.
It's incredible.
That makes you think that maybe Ohio's return game was just completely off, or Seattle's coverage was just that good they didn't even need to make tackles.
Yeah, it's a testament to their strategic approach and their ability to really adapt to their opponent's weaknesses.
Yeah. All right. So finally, let's wrap things up with the Tucson Toros and the Tennessee Militia.
Okay.
Now, this was a game where passing was king. Very few running plays.
Oh, yeah. Football Game Statistical Analysis backs that up. Very few rushing attempts in this one.
So what made the difference?
The Tennessee pass defense.
Oh, yeah.
They were everywhere, swarming receivers, disrupting passing lanes,
yeah,
making it nearly impossible for the Toros to move the ball downfield.
So a defensive masterclass.
It really was, and it led them to a 34-20 victory.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Talked about all 8 games.
All the stats.
Gone through a ton of stats.
Yes.
What is the most interesting or surprising thing that you've seen this week?
I think for me, it's how some teams are winning without these, like, crazy stats.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Seattle only making one special teams tackle the whole game and still coming out on top.
Yeah.
It shows you don't have to be statistically dominant,
right,
to actually win the game. You can outsmart your opponent.
Absolutely. It speaks to the importance of coaching and strategy sometimes. You know,
yeah,
you don't always have to have the best players, but if you put those players in the best position to succeed and exploit those weaknesses, yeah, you can really make things happen. And what about those close games like Las Vegas squeaking by New Orleans?
Wow, yeah.
Those really highlight how important every single play is.
It's true. Every down, every yard, every single decision matters.
Yeah, especially as we're getting closer to the playoffs.
Right, exactly. The margin for error is so small.
Yeah, and we see teams really stepping up their game.
Oh, yeah.
It's exciting.
It is.
So before we wrap things up, I want to give a little bit more love to some standout players. Who else
okay.
deserves a spot on our highlight reel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we talked about a lot of great players, but I think we got to give a shout out to Oregon's quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
He had a near perfect game, yeah. You know, making those smart decisions, spreading the ball around, and just keeping Detroit on their toes.
Yeah, and what about that Santa Cruz defensive line?
Oh, my God.
Those guys were incredible.
They were a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, consistently putting pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah.
Disrupting that offensive flow for Brooklyn, really why they were able to shut them down.
Absolutely.
So I think all these performances give us a glimpse into what we might see in the playoffs.
Oh, for sure.
It's going to be epic.
It is.
Some really talented individuals, incredible coaching.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone out there, keep your eyes peeled.
Yes.
Pay attention to these trends, these game-changing plays, and the players who are stepping up their game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week with another deep dive.
Yes, we will.
Breaking down all the action and uncovering those hidden insights that might just give you an edge in your fantasy league.
That's right.
Until then, may your favorite team
reign supreme.
Reign supreme.